You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Beavers, nature's little builders, their ability to transform a flowing creek into a marshy meadow is practically unmatched. But for years in California, beavers developed a bit of a bad name, sometimes seen as pests whose handiwork can cause major flooding. Lately, though, there's been a growing movement to reintroduce and coexist with beavers due to the benefits they bring to the environment, including wildfire mitigation. Kathy Mueller is an ecologist and a beaver coexistence practitioner who serves as stewardship manager at the American River Conservancy. Through her company, Connected Ecology, she works with home and landowners on solutions for shared habitat with beavers. And she joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
All right. So a beaver coexistence practitioner, when did this all begin for you? When did beavers become, you know, your passion?
Well, I would say it was in my 20s after doing work as a wildlife biologist in various forms, surveying for goshawks, spotted owls, tortoises, things like that. And I picked up a book by Hope Ryden, who's a journalist who spent 2 years with beavers. And it was her descriptions in that book of their sweet little paws holding sticks to chew them and their family dynamics and their effects on the ecosystem that I just became fascinated, and everywhere I hiked after that, I was looking for evidence of beavers and looking for more opportunities to learn more.
So just give us a little bit of historical context. What happened to the beaver in California? I mean, they're native to the state, correct?
Right. Yeah. Beavers are native to almost every watershed in California. And it wasn't until the late 1700s and 1800s, when fur trappers entered California, that beavers were trapped almost to extinction. And the surveys for beaver present were done after that. And so for a long time, people thought, well, beavers don't belong in California. But recent research that you can find through some of the links that I shared demonstrates how even in the Feather River watershed, high in the watershed, carbon dating of beaver-chewed sticks in that watershed show that beavers were building dams in 580 AD. And they continued building those dams in that same beaver dam area. It was worked on through the 1800s. And then it stopped.
Wow.
Because the beavers were taken away.
Yeah, as we know, when it comes to nature, everything is interconnected. When it comes to a beaver habitat, what role did they play in the ecology of the environment? What benefits did they provide?
So beavers are basically the only animal that create vast areas of aquatic habitat. And so that they are doing that for themselves, but they're providing that habitat for all of the other animals that need it too, and the plants. And so I want to focus in on a few benefits that beavers provide. There are many more, but wildlife habitat is a big one. So even in today, in areas like El Dorado Hills, if I put up a wildlife camera in a beaver area, I will get a river otter family hunting crayfish in the pond and resting on the dam. I will get egrets and herons hunting on the dam. I'll get skunks and raccoon families using that dam as a way to cross the creek. So currently in our neighborhoods, beavers provide wildlife habitat. And then in the Sierra Meadows, a paper by Point Blue Conservation Science and Institute for Bird Populations lays out how when you have beavers in a meadow, you are also more likely to have willow flycatchers. And willow flycatchers are an imperiled species. There's only about 200 breeding pairs left in the Sierras. And so the simple conclusion from that is that it's vitally important to get beavers back into our meadows.
Yeah, over the last, you know, century plus, I mean, has there been this inherent conflict between humans and beavers? You know, because now there's this push to coexist. So that illustrates that there has been this historical problem between humans and beavers. So they were thought of as a nuisance. Why?
So I don't know that conflict between humans and beavers is always inherent and always going to happen. Most of the time, beavers exist without even being noticed, especially when they're in ponds, lakes, rivers. People will walk by and not even notice the chewed sticks, the scent mounds, those sorts of things. It's not until a beaver chews down a favorite tree or begins to flood a walking path or threatens to flood a road berm that people start to be concerned. And so those reasons are why the conflict question comes up.
Diving into like a really interesting benefit that I think a lot of people are learning with this kind of like renowned coverage of beavers. I mean, there you were in there's been like local articles and national ones at all when there's been national ones, of course, as well. But the connection to wildfire mitigation, how are beavers just instrumental in helping the state navigate wildfires?
Right. And I want to go back to some of those beaver benefits. So long ago, California was a place that held more water than it does now. We built levees, we channelized water, we removed beavers from the landscape. And currently, as beavers begin to spread back out over California, they are slowing water down, they are sinking it, they are spreading it on the landscape. And that water is growing more riparian vegetation, wet vegetation that grows next to creeks and in meadows. And wet vegetation doesn't burn. And so beavers, it's known that beaver meadows can slow and stop wildfires, and hydrated vegetation within neighborhoods is also going to help with that wildfire risk.
Interesting. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Kathy Mueller, an ecologist and beaver coexistence practitioner, about the benefits that beavers provide to drought and wildfire mitigation. So you have put this in practice. You were contacted by a homeowner in El Dorado Hills who had a beaver issue, a beaver problem. Can you just walk us through how you helped this homeowner and kind of just ameliorated the situation?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I was contacted by a homeowner who actually loved the beavers in her neighborhood and was worried that the fear of them causing flooding — flooding hadn't actually happened yet, but the fear of them causing flooding — would cause them to be killed. And she didn't want to see that happen. So I started searching around for a beaver coexistence practitioner that could help her. And I found one that was no longer doing the work, another that didn't want to travel that far, and no one else that lived in this area. So I went ahead and did the training myself and thought, I can provide that service. And we'll get into it later, but that was through the Beaver Institute. And so after going through the training, I met with the landowner. I was contacted by the homeowner, but I met with the landowner, and I listened to their concerns about what was happening in their neighborhood, and then I dove in to do the steps for the assessment and to make recommendations for what coexistence device could solve the issue in their neighborhood. And so in the end, I recommended that two pond levelers be installed in their neighborhood.
And what's that?
A pond leveler is it's basically an intake cage and a long pipe. And the intake cage sets about 40 feet back in the beaver pond. The pipe goes over the crest of the beaver dam, and it fools the beaver. And the beaver can't figure out how the water is leaving its pond. And what it does is it creates a water level that is satisfying for the humans, but the beavers still get to stay.
Yeah, the beavers get to stay. There isn't flooding. You know, all is good, you know, when it comes to this piece of land. Just really briefly, I mean, the fact that you went to a Beaver Institute, that sounds awesome. Tell us about this program and the education you received.
Yeah. So when I was first searching around for how do I become a beaver coexistence practitioner, the Beaver Institute is a national organization. It's a nonprofit that supports people to become coexistence practitioners through their education programs, but also provides information to the general public. And their program is called Beaver Corps. And through that program, you end up with mentorship from really experienced professionals like Mike Callahan, and you also end up with this extended team, basically, of people that you can consult with about issues that you're dealing with, because every site is different. And so it's nice to have that extended network.
Oh, wonderful. There's also a state program, the Beaver Restoration Project. How could this help, I guess, this coexistence between beavers and humans?
Yeah, I can't talk about the Beaver Restoration Project without first talking about Occidental Arts and Ecology, or OAEC, which is a group that has been working on changing the narrative around beavers for over 20 years. And so they have been instrumental in helping to make that Beaver Restoration Program happen. They had a Bring Back the Beaver campaign. They've worked on policy, so really changing hearts and minds around beavers in California for many, many years. And it was a partnership between OAEC, Beaver Institute, and my business to lead the training last summer where we installed those first pond levelers in El Dorado Hills. OAEC's information will be on the website, and you can do a deep dive to learn about beaver history in California through their website.
The reason why we reached out to you is we were reading a great feature in Alta Magazine about beavers, and that has also like led to local coverage as well. We only have about 20 seconds left, but why do you think beavers are having a moment right now?
They're powerhouses for creating habitat for other animals and for helping California to be more resilient from wildfire. I hope that your listeners will go to those links on your website to learn more about beavers. And I also hope that they can go have their own magical moments at a beaver pond.
I learned so much. Thank you so much, Kathy. It was very interesting.
Thank you.
Kathy Mueller is an ecologist and a beaver coexistence practitioner. Through her company, Connected Ecology, she works with homeowners on shared habitat plans. She is also the stewardship manager for the American River Conservancy. You can find the links that she discussed to the organization and the research. It's all on our Insight page. Still ahead, Insight Studio Sessions are back. Squid Saves the Planet is the new band out of Placerville, and they are performing right here at Cap Radio. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.